Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Yes, that lion falls
on the right, babe. All right, we can sing again.
Not that Maggie.
Bop, bop.
Back in time.
McMonagle here with you on the fan. 877-337-6666. That's the number to call. I got you for 3 hours till 5 a.m. rolls around. Then, of course, the warm-up show. Until then, it's me and you. Again, taking your phone calls. 877-337-6666. Fliegelman's back from his vacation and his short stint with the morning show yesterday. And, you know, as we'll get into the baseball. We'll get into the blown slate, the first real blip on the radar for Clay Holmes. We'll get into the lousy Mets who make mistakes in the field, who continue to can't hit no matter what they put, no matter how they rejigger the lineup. We'll get to it all, but if there was ever a team that needed another day of trying to figure out what happened and where we go from here, it is this New York Knicks team, who I have to admit, I don't know if I've ever experienced a level of sort of anger or lack of anger or misunderstanding or confusion about how to place our feelings towards a team ever in my life. Because I opened yesterday and I didn't think it was novel. I did not think I would be alone in being disgusted in some ways and being disappointed in some ways of getting blown out in game 7 of the second round of the NBA playoffs. I thought that that would probably be somewhat of a common refrain. And instead, we have absolutely struggled with how to put into terms our love with this team, which, by the way, still love. Still very fond of this team. I am still extremely proud of what they were able to accomplish. But it seems like we can't compartmentalize what happened and how we should feel about it. Because honestly, when I look at this Knicks team, there is no doubt. We could say both these things, and me and Fleas are talking about it. You could say both of these things at the same time. They do not have to be mutually exclusive. They are not in contrast. The New York Knicks lost mainly because their team was decimated by injuries. Now, Evan was arguing today he doesn't care the reason, whatever your thoughts are. There's no doubt. If they were healthy going back to January, if Julius Randle was still a member of this team, if OG never got hurt with his hamstring injury, if Bojan Bogdanovic did not get hurt, if Mitchell Robinson did not get hurt, do I feel like they would have beaten the Pacers and we'd be getting ready for a Boston series right now? Yes, I do. I do feel that. But at the same time, this Knicks team that we love and developed this bond with because of how they overcame things still blew a series. In game 7, they had cross-court passes stolen. They couldn't inbound the ball. They missed foul shots. They allowed a team to come in and shoot 70% in a game practically at 67% and break records, play poor defense. There is a level of what we can expect, what we should have expected, the level of gameplay we should have seen, and also the idea that, yes, they were compromised. And yet it feels like if you dare say that, hey, getting to the same place they got last year isn't good enough no matter the circumstance. If you say that, hey, they were up 2-0. They had a 9-point lead with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter of Game 3, and all they needed to do was make foul shots. If you say that finishing out the series, getting blown out 3 consecutive losses, if you can't say that that's a disappointment on some level, what are we doing? Like, I don't understand why both can't be true and why we have to either be on the side of just absolute... Thank you so much for what you gave us, Knicks, because you've been dreadful for 20 years. A group that had nothing to do with you, that was put together by a man who has nothing to do with the guy who put this team together, by a head coach who had nothing to do with previous generations, because you have been so bad and the people who have worn your uniform have disappointed us at such a level for the last 2 decades. The idea you gave us, competent basketball that we fell in love with, that Jalen Brunson became a superstar, that this team had fought and clawed and did everything they could to get back to the same point as last year. Because of that, anything short of absolute praise and flowers, oh my God, you are a hater and a moron. And I'm sorry. I think all of those things are true, as well as they blew the series. You can do both. And that's how I feel. And as we start to look ahead, which we will do right now, as we start to focus on what's best for this organization moving forward, as we start to, in our minds, and what, you know, Leon Rose is going to have to decide of how much of this team needs to come back, how much of this team needs to be changed, where are they really in the landscape of the NBA that changed dramatically because of injuries not only to the Knicks but to other teams, and just the way we've seen this NBA season break here, especially in the Eastern Conference, what are they, what do we expect from them? And how do we go about making the team better? Because you know what? It wasn't good enough. And if you want to scream and hold your breath and stomp your feet and say, but Chris, it's because of Julius Randle. But Chris, it's because of Mitchell Robinson. But Chris, it's because of this. And you've got a leg to stand on. And you can give me more examples than Red Hot Chili Peppers have songs about California. I get it. There are plenty of reasons and plenty of unfortunate events that led to the demise of the New York Knicks. But demise, nonetheless, is what we're dealing with. I don't think that's crazy to say. I don't think it's bashing the Knicks. I don't think it is somehow, you know, an unfair take. And yes, for me, unless this is, and I said this yesterday, unless this is step one, right? Unless this is really the beginning of a process and a continuation of getting to a better spot, of winning an NBA championship, of attaining the ultimate prize, then yes, a loss to a Pacers team, a 6 seed, who the Knicks were favored against in the series, a loss to that team in the second round, the same place they were eliminated by last year, to a team that was also a lesser seed, there is a level of happiness, there is a level of joy, there is a level of, wow, look at what they accomplished, and then, yes, there is a level of, I'm disappointed. And yes, after Brunson gets hurt, what would we have expected in the next series anyway? That is a moot point. For me, that's a moot point. That doesn't shake away the idea that you lost the series to a team that most of us think they're inferior to, even though there were injuries made. They won by 20, they won by 30 points in Game 5. There were still effort levels. There were still offensive rebounds they got in Game 5. They didn't get in Game 7 with a similar personnel. I know Hart was dealing with something as well. But the idea that there is nothing but joy in Mudville. Casey did strike out. Were there foul tips? Did he tweak an ankle? He did. But he struck out nonetheless. And now it's about going forward and figuring out how to get better. Because better they must be. And I don't know, and we'll find, and hopefully one day we'll find out. And I don't know how Leon Rose is going to attack this offseason. And I'll tell you how I would attack it, because I am not totally adverse to changing this team. Because I don't know how many of us at one point thought that this team was good enough to go win an NBA championship. Would a healthy team right now go beat Boston? I don't know. I would have loved to have seen it, but I don't know. What I do know is a couple of things. One, Julius Randle has emerged, Jalen Brunson has emerged as the star of this team. Jalen Brunson has emerged as a number one leader of a franchise. And I want him to be the leader of this franchise. And despite the fact that in both games 6 and 7, he was not good in the first half. He got better in game 6 of the second half, and it didn't matter. And then we didn't get to see him in the fourth quarter of game 7. But his run in the postseason, his run down the stretch of this season, and what he's become has proven to me, I'm sure it's proven to Leon Rose and the Knicks and the rest of the NBA, that he is a legitimate star. And now you have the one. And how do you go about building around that team? Now, what do you believe about Julius Randle? And for me, I understand the thought, and I know run it back. We never got to see it. And typically when you never get to see it, when you are the best team in the NBA for a month under any standard, under any stat you want to look at, they were the best team in the NBA for the month of January. There's no question about it. They were a dominant force. They took on all comers, and they dominated. And then the injuries to clearly Randle for the rest of the year and then Ananobi for a long stretch changed the dynamic of this team, obviously. And moving forward through the playoffs, yes, injuries is the main reason they lost, just not the only one. But as you look at this team and you want to claim injuries, there are guys who you need to look at and if you want to keep them as part of this team. And then, yes, there is the overwhelming theme that the NBA has had for forever. It is a star-driven league, and you need stars. So going into this offseason, what I would do is I would keep my mind open, and it sounds like this is what Leon Rose is going to do. It's what the plan has been for years before emerging in January as one of the better teams in the NBA, and as someone you thought maybe got us all of our hopes up that they could be an NBA champion. What you need to do is still secure more talent. I was taking calls all last night. You don't have to do anything. What are you going to do? You're going to change the dynamic of this team? I'm going to try and make it better, no? What do we honestly think the Knicks became here?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become? Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I know it's a great story. They're one of my favorite Knick teams of all time, too. I had more fun watching them than I've ever had in 30 years. It's a breath of fresh air. For a long time, I lost interest in them because they were so bad. There's no other way to put it. I didn't stop ever caring. I didn't stop watching completely. But there were years where it was just like the Knicks were a forgotten thought. That you were some enthusiasm, which all teams bring you at the beginning of the season, quickly drenched within a few weeks, it seemed like. And then you just went about business knowing the Knicks were miserable. For 2 decades. And finally, with this head coach, who absolutely, let's answer that question first. He needs to be back. I don't think there's any doubt that Thibodeau needs to be the head coach of this team. I don't want to hear the minutes. I don't want to hear any complaints. This guy is as important a figure as anyone on the team, including Jalen Brunson, in getting them to where they were in this season. Getting them through the regular season where they didn't diminish, they thrived after all the injuries. And managed to get the 2 seed. and then got past Philadelphia and got to where they were. And at the end, yes, they were spent and they were injured. I'm not putting that at the feet of the coach. This coach did a remarkable job, and he did make in-game and in-series adjustments. Some of them good, some of them bad. I told you I hated starting Anunoby in Game 7. I thought it reeked of desperation. But putting McBride in the game, who was awful in Game 7, but don't say that. I don't want to upset people. I mean, you know, it's okay. McBride was fine. He was fine. He was great. I love McBride. I love him. What he's become offensively, such a surprise. Oh, I love McBride. I don't want anyone upset. We can't even say players played poorly in the game. But him putting in the starting lineup in Game 5 to try and shut down Halliburton completely was a very good adjustment. He's capable of adjustments. They struggled on side out of bounds plays, no doubt about it. They had struggled getting the ball up. They made it way too easy, especially off makes, to let the Pacers go up the court. There's no doubt about it. He did not have a perfect series. But I think Knicks fans, and I'm learning, should know the roster was compromised. But he gets blamed for the compromised roster instead of a break for the compromised roster. Everybody else gets a break for the compromised roster. He gets blamed for it. He absolutely needs to get a contract extension. He needs to be the coach moving forward. I believe in Tibbs. First and foremost, he's the leader of the team, along with Jalen Brunson. And then how you look at it, for me, is you see how this shakes out with the other superstars in the league. I am not just resigned to running it back. I think that's foolish. I'm open to that possibility and retweaking things and adding other surrounding players, maybe a couple of guys who can shoot. I think it's time for, I'll tell you this right now, in an injured roster, I think it's time for Mitchell Robinson. I like Mitch. I do. And when he was a surprise second-round pick and this rim defender, it was an excellent piece to have. But he's constantly injured. He's made of glass, and he has zero offensive game. Zero. And when you pay him that contract and he's making the money he's making, he is no longer the asset he was as just a second-round pick. It's time to move on from Mitchell Robinson. I want to keep the free agent Hartenstein. I think his offensive game, the offense runs through him at times. His ability to run the pick and roll, his ability to have that push shot, you know, from the foul line in, he showed you he can offensive rebound. Yeah, he can't defend the rim the way Mitchell Robinson can, but maybe you can get someone who's not a stiff like Sims and bring in other surrounding bench pieces to help him. But for me, I think it's time on a roster that's full of guys who continually get injured to say goodbye to Mitchell Robinson as much as I like him. I think you bring back OG Anunoby, but you have to be open to be saying goodbye to him. You have to be open to, yes, moving on from Julius Randle, which is the major question mark of this offseason. You have to at least be open to it. How could you not be open to it? You have to get better. Don't cloud yourself. Don't be blinded by a decent regular season, a month of great play, and then ultimately falling short to the Pacers, the six-seed Pacers. Things still need to change. They need to get better. There needs to be a level of anger, and to improve this team, you can't just run it back. And I'm open to Julius Randle because I know what he became in this season. He stopped shooting the three as much. He got to the basket more. He's obviously the secondary scorer for this team next to Brunson, and he's an important piece. And I'm open to keeping him and changing a certain dynamic of this team. But you have got to be out there seeing what stars shake free. Because this is a star-driven league. It is. It still is. And yes, the Knicks do it different, and it's part of the reason why we love them, and it's amazing that they got this far. I don't necessarily need to be amazed. I don't need to be on a nightly basis just overly impressed with the absolute effort they give, and that's the reason why they're winning. Because you know what? What happens when you need to give max effort at every single second of the season? Maybe you don't make it through the season. You have to be open to whomever it may be. There's a couple of names coming out of Phoenix, obviously. I don't know who's going to be out there. We never know heading into an offseason. But I can't just resign myself to, hey, I know what I saw in January. And hey, this team never got the chance. And hey, Brunson has become the superstar you need. That's all you need. They've got Randall. They've got Ananobi. They were the best team in January. And damn it, I'm going to see this through because I believe this team is good enough. When you look at the toughness of the team, when you look at the mentality of the team and the camaraderie of the team, and that's good enough for me. It's not. It's not good enough. They need to figure out a way to get better because last year's a nice story, but ultimately, if it's what they are, then it's a disappointing season losing to the Pacers. I don't want to lose in the second round again, and I'm not letting the last 20 years of just futility have me so surprised and happy to be where they were this year. The Knicks are now for real. Right, we like to say it. We want to throw praise at them. Everyone's talking about the job Leon Rose has done. The Knicks are for real. And being part of for real is expectations. And now the expectations are sky high. And they're going to have to go out there and get better and probably have to add a star. If not, add damn good surrounding pieces. But you have to be, as this offseason starts, open to moving Julius Randle if need be or whatever has to be done, figuring out a way to give Brunson a running partner. And I do believe this, that he is the star. He needs to be the guy. I do not bring in a superstar who takes over that number one role. Brunson is clearly the guy who needs to be the leader of the team. But do they have a secondary star? Do they have one that can stay healthy? Do they have a team that can do more than just grit and fight to game 7 of the second round? That's what they're going to have to find out in this offseason. And I don't know why saying that there's some disappointment with getting blown out 3 consecutive games in the playoffs. And I don't know why saying there's some disappointment in getting back to the same spot they got last year. And I don't know why there's some disappointment in saying they didn't play well in Game 7. I don't know why that is some sort of, you know, I lose my Knick fandom card, because I don't immediately, the second the final whistle blows, got on my knees and just gave them the "we are not worthy, thank you for a wonderful year." So as the offseason starts, yes, I'm thrilled with the team overall. I'm a day away from it. I'm feeling better about it. And in a week, maybe I'll get there with you. But as I look at this team, I don't think, hey, just run it back. Hey, they're good enough. Hey, it's the injuries. I think let's get better. They need to get better. Because I'll tell you this, I have no doubt Milwaukee's going to get better. I have no doubt this Pacers team that just steamrolled the Knicks the last half of this series is going to get better. The Knicks need to as well. 877-337-6666. We'll get to the baseball, the blown save, a frustrating loss for the New York Yankees, despite being on a 7-game winning streak heading into it. The problem that even the great Clay Holmes, and I will call him great, the problem that even the great Clay Holmes has, and of course the Mets, and just the lousy baseball they continue to provide.